The store's farmer's market is a small place where Mansfield residents have a strong bond with their vendors. While the smell of fresh produce fills the air right outside the town hall, the vendors are sure to show off their most precious prizes, sauces, or elixirs to reel in customers. It's the relationship between the farmers and their buyers that is most important. That relationship has been threatened. This summer, the Senior Farmers Market Nutrition Program was eliminated due to a budget impasse in the state of Connecticut. The program was designed to help senior citizens eat healthier, to encourage the growth of local farmers markets, and to invest in agriculture.
There have been some customers who, you know, came to the market with just the coupons, so they had to go home without any produce.
Says Jackie Kulig, a vendor at the store's farmers market and worker at Willow Valley Farm in Wellington, Connecticut. The program helped bring fresh produce to lower-income senior citizens via checks. The farmers could then use these checks to get cash back. This program benefited both farmers and seniors in Connecticut. These checks are issued by the Department of Agriculture to seniors who do not exceed 185% of the policy income guidelines for the state of Connecticut. In other words, it is issued to seniors who make under a certain amount of money annually. They must also be a part of other programs, such as rebate programs, that can test their eligibility. In order for farmers to be eligible to accept these checks, they must participate in a certification meeting held by the state, sign a letter of agreement in compliance with state rules and regulations, and submit a crop copy plan to the Connecticut Department of Agriculture. With the program on hold, it came as no surprise that farmers were being affected by the lack of income and were disappointed in the state of Connecticut and the Department of Agriculture. Doug Crane, another vendor at the farmer's market and founder of Dragon's Blood Elixir, had become well known for his homemade hot sauce. People would come in packs clamoring for a spoon to try his spicy concoctions, and many often left with tears in their eyes and smiles on their faces. Crane, however, was not smiling when he spoke about how the program affected the farmers.
They issued the checks to their constituents. Mm-hmm. And then didn't fund the program. So all the people who had then decided to figure these checks into their budget suddenly found they were valueless.
The program services about 35,000 seniors in the state of Connecticut and issued six $3 vouchers per recipient, which amounts to roughly $630,000 annually. The Connecticut Department of Agriculture, who oversees the program, shared similar disappointment when the program was cut. Some members were, however, optimistic. Steve Jensen, a spokesman for the Department of Agriculture, says that he hoped the money was restored sooner rather than later to help both farmers and seniors.
Every coupon that we print is used, pretty much, which shows you that it may be a small amount of money, but people are very, very reliant on them to buy some fresh produce. And that's something that we're trying to encourage lower-income people and seniors. A lot of seniors are certainly low-income. So we were disappointed ourselves that the money was cut, but we were only one of many agencies that had programs cut that we considered important to us. And like I said, hopefully the money can be restored within a matter of a couple of weeks, hopefully.